Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And thanks to those two guys bringing us in the hour number two. That would be Mr. Len Rollins, who you can hear this time of the year calling LSU baseball on the SEC Plus TV network for LSU. And also the guy who wrote and recorded that song, my theme song, Mr. Reed Allaman, a Cajun boy from Norco area who is now out in Colorado, but he comes back home quite often. Two of my favorite folks. Well, thanks for joining us for hour number two. We got lots more to talk about. Fishing reports coming up from some of our field reporters. Got a couple of announcements to make. The CCA, Louisiana Chapter of the Coastal Conservation Association, is asking for your help in contacting your legislator. Sometime between now and Tuesday, when they expect House Bill 1033 to go before the Natural Resources Committee. In fact, it's been approved there. We'll be moving on. House Bill 1033, what it will do is to basically request the state or order the state Department of Wildlife and Fisheries to do a study on the impact of removing pogies from the water and also the bycatch on speckled trout, redfish, shrimp, nesting birds, even sea mammals, and it would provide information on the harvest to better make better decisions on management. You know, there's been some controversy over how far to allow the boats to operate, the big pogey boats, and I don't see anyone could be opposed to this, because what it's asking is to acquire more scientific data to make better management decisions, good, bad, or indifferent, whatever it turns up with. I think it's necessary in order to make these decisions, because we really don't know. We don't have much understanding of how this industrialized harvest impacts the ecosystem, the damage to the coast, and also some of the species there. So if you believe in it, House Bill 1033, you know who your legislator is. Contact them and ask them to vote for it. All right, we also have coming up on April 27th, that's a Wednesday, at the Covington Country Club. There's an invitation open to everyone, recreational, commercial fishermen in Plaquemines, Jefferson, St. Bernard. There's going to be a meeting there to explain the hard facts and truth about the two proposed sediment diversions on both sides of the Mississippi River, some of the effects of the coastal community and the economy of South Louisiana. If you want to reserve a spot, Joe Pitari is the contact, and you can reach Joe 985-502-7732. That's to RSVP for a seating. Joe Pitari, 985-502-7732. 6:30, Wednesday, April 27th, Covington Country Club. All right, had some questions about the iodine taste in shrimp. Okay, if it's iodine, there's a couple things. You can get a chemical taste that's not exactly iodine, but it's kind of a metallic taste, or you can get the iodine. If it's the iodine, basically there is some algae and worms, probably the shrimp. If it's in shrimp instead of fish, they're feeding on algae that contains bromophenol, which is it's actually a harmless toxin, not a toxin, but it's just a chemical compound that is found in nature. It's harmless, but it's very distasteful. If you happen to get some of the shrimp and you get that iodine taste or smell, if you marinate them in milk for about a half hour, about 30 minutes, it'll lessen it and remove it. Now, that chemical taste, sometimes if shrimp are being held on a boat for quite a long time before they're brought into the market, they will put a brine mix in there, and there's sodium bisulfite, which is another harmless protective. It actually will help keep them fresher, but it does kind of give them a metallic taste. And again, soaking it in milk. But the best thing to do is ask to smell the shrimp, give it the old smell test. And if it smells a little iodine-y or chemically, I would maybe go somewhere else and buy you shrimp. And of course, it may not be the seafood market's fault. It may be, you know, just that they got these in from the shrimper who added that brine mix in there and maybe went a little heavy on that sodium bisulfite. Or it could be a natural phenomenon for the iodine where what they're feeding on contains that bromophenol. Anyway, that's the story on that. Someone wanted to know my PB, personal best bass. Years ago, Toledo Bend, I didn't put it on a scale because I released the fish, but we estimated somewhere between 5 and 6 pounds, which is not a huge bass. Never caught a double-digit bass. I really don't fish. If I would have to say the fish that I fished the least for, probably would be bass. But that would be it, between 5 and 6. I have a picture of it somewhere up in Toledo Bend, fishing it in the deep water up there. All right, when we come back after this, we got Mike Gallo. We call him Born on the Bayou. I don't know if he's born on the bayou, but he lives on the bayou, makes his living there. We'll tell you what he's been up to and get you some fishing information for you on this Easter full moon weekend right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
That guy can sing it, huh? And then he do it for Mike Gallo. And his report, anyway, is brought to you by Seto. Yeah, you know Seto. $199 for a year. Get you unlimited fuel drops. You get out there, you run out of fuel, your gauge was wrong, you forgot the fuel up, somebody barred your boat and didn't gas it up and you didn't check, and you need it, call them. They'll come bring you some fuel, also tow you in if you need that, jumpstart, electrical problems, whatever it takes. They'll get you back to the dock safe and sound. It's like having a AAA policy on the water. Mostly it's peace of mind for both you and your loved ones, and you can get it with just one phone call to a great guy, Captain Chris Orfanello. Call Chris. Don't really have to worry about his last name. Just call Captain Chris, 504-301-4545, or click seto.com. You can sign up online. Captain Mike joins us now. And, Mike, before we wrap up here, I want to remind you we're going to get your recipe for your microwave speckled trout before you go. But let's talk about where we get the speckled trout before we put them in the microwave. What's been going on?
Well, Don, it's been a pretty good week. Early in the week, we had good weather. And the bridges over Lake Pontchartrain are producing good numbers of trout and some above-average size trout. You could either throw plastics at them. I threw plastics at them yesterday and had good success. Avocado was the color of choice for me yesterday. Had a light tide, so I fished a 5/16-ounce jig head. Nothing special. I like to use fluorocarbon, but I talked to some others that were using braid with a short leader and bouncing plastics. And, of course, the live shrimp worked really well. So that was early in the week. Then, of course, we had bad weather throughout the mid part of the week. I was able to get out Thursday, Friday, and back to the bridges in Lake Pontchartrain. I did a loop. I made a short run to one of the platforms in Lake Bourne, and it had some trout on it as well. They just seemed to be smaller. I guess I'm a little spoiled with those 15 or better inch fish coming out of Pontchartrain. You know, why move and catch 12 to 14s?
Yeah, nothing like a good Pontchartrain trout run, and that's really good news. Now, let me ask you this. When you found them, did you anchor up and work that area, or did you continually troll up and down the bridges?
We were trolling. There was only two of us yesterday, and my client was throwing live bait, was throwing plastic. So if I'd get a bite and miss one, I could tell him where. And then it seemed like there was little schools. We might catch two or three out of that school before they moved on. I did see many boats anchored, and the captains that I spoke to, the captains that are here at the lodge where they store their boats, anchored up and had good success just sitting. So I guess it's a personal choice. I like to move around. If you anchor and those fish come by you with live bait in the water, you have a chance of holding them closer to you longer and school, or even most of them.
That's cool. Yeah. You know, the plastics can be very effective there, particularly if you're doing the hit-and-run tactic. You keep moving around the bridges. But, yeah, what you mentioned, hold them there. You got live shrimp, and once the trout hit them and they get that in the water and they start regurgitating, you can kind of work them over there. What's the availability on live bait? I got a note this morning that Island Marina over there in Lake Catherine's loaded up with live bait. Do most of the shops have them if you want to get the shrimp in that area?
It does seem like all the local marinas are having good numbers of live bait, and they're good size live bait as well. A lot of times in the spring, the shrimp are really small, inch and a half to two, but we had some good size shrimp. I would like them to be 3 inches long. That would be my perfect size. So really good numbers of shrimp and just about the right size.
Mike, your thoughts on full moon? We've got a full moon today, this weekend. I've always thought, you know, a couple days before, a couple days after, but it depends on the time of the year, and this is definitely speckled trout spawn time. So what would you say about full moon fishing? If somebody had no other plans, this could probably be the weekend to get out and break in some speckled trout catching.
Well, Don, I'm very similar to what your freshwater reporter was telling us. I like the full moon. It doesn't bother me. In the cooler months, you know, the spring, I don't mind fishing a full moon in April, May, or any months come along, July and first part of September, I try to steer away from the full moon. And the theory on catching trout ahead of the moon or behind the moon is they're going to spawn around the full moon. So 3 days before, 3 to 5 days, we figure they're really feeding, pre-spawn, get a meal before you go spawn. And then after you spawn, you're a little bit depleted, so you want to eat a lot again. And that seems to be true. The only difference I would throw into that is, you know, fish sort of spawn by class. So you might have a two-year-old fish that's spawning 3 days before the full moon, but a three-year-old fish may be 3 days before a full moon, and an older fish may be even further apart. So they don't all spawn at the exact same time. And I sort of think it's, you know, by design, if you have a big fish kill, not all the same class of fish are in one area at one time. They're kind of spread out by classification. And that way, if, like I said, if you did have a fish kill, you wouldn't kill them all off. The other classes could fill in.
Got it. Mike, we've been talking about getting recipes from our field reporters. One of our listeners suggested that. You're up this week, and it's a recipe I learned from you. It's simple. It's healthy. There's no cleanup, and it's tasty. Recipes don't get any better than that. You've told us how to catch the speckled trout. Talk about how you cook them sometimes.
Well, that is very simple. I get some paper plates, and I'll spray a little cooking spray on one of the plates, and I'll lay my fillets down on that plate. You can fill the plate up across one layer across the bottom and put any kind of seasoning you want. A little bit of butter. You know, your Louisiana fish fry seasoning is one of my favorites. You can cut up some onions, some shallots, any sort of seasoning that you prefer, what you prefer. Put a second paper plate over the top of it. Put it in the microwave for about 3 minutes and 20 to 3 minutes and 30 seconds. My microwave is 1,000 watts. So that gets them, they kind of steam and cook inside the plate. When you're done, the top plate can fan the bottom plate to cool them off because you're going to want to eat them as soon as possible. You eat them, your paper plates go in the trash can, no mess in the microwave, and it's done. You didn't fry them, so you don't have any excess grease in there. Healthy for you, quick. You can do it in 5 minutes prep time and probably less time to consume them.
Very good. One of the best recipes, and we thank you for it. Mike, they can find you on my website if they go to DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. They've also got AA of LA.com. That's you. Give them the telephone number if they want to call you and book a trip.
My telephone number, you can call, leave a message, or text. That number is 985-781-7811.
Mike, how many people can you take on a fishing trip with your other staff? Because I know this is getting into be the prime time as we head into the month of May.
Yeah, we've taken groups up to 27. The lodge can sleep 18, so a little flexibility between the two. We welcome the big groups. It's kind of fun when you have all those guys wandering around. Of course, there's lots of fish stories and side bets and all that sort of stuff. So it gets to be a little more festive when you have more people.
And bachelor parties, as long as they behave themselves. Can't get into too much trouble at the Spots and Dots Lake House. They're kind of safe. I'm sure the brides enjoy their husbands going to have bachelor parties at the Spots and Dots Lake House. Mike, thanks for all the info, the reports, the recipe, and everything else. We appreciate it. Happy Easter to you and Jacqueline, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Sounds good, Don. Happy Easter to you and all your listeners. We'll talk to you next week.
All righty, there he goes, Captain Mike Gallo, Angling Adventures of Louisiana. And it is adventure and an education when you fish with Mike, I promise you. All right, coming back after this, more fishing reports, more text messages, that stuff you and I just love to talk about. Oh, yeah, Bad Boys coming up, too. All that after this on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And it's time for our paddler slash peddler, if you got a pedal kayak, and also our canoe and raft, whatever you got, if you floats and you paddle it, we've got a report for you. It's in conjunction with the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club. It's a presentation of Massey's Outfitters. You're going to find those guys in New Orleans, around Mid-City, Baton Rouge, Covington. Got some of the best kayak fishing models like Hobie, Jackson Kayak, Native Watercraft. Their website has a lot of products and accessories, and we'll point out when they have those demo days. And you can find all that at MasseyOutfitters.com. Check them out on Facebook. They also have the Try and Ride Before You Buy program. Wonderful place to shop if you're interested in kayak fishing. And one guy who's very interested in it, it's an integral part of his life, is Brendan Bayard. He joins us now. Brendan, thanks for joining us on this Easter weekend. I had a listener who's headed to Dulac with a kayak. What can you suggest for them?
Oh, I think he's going to run into a good bit of speckled trout. We've been having a lot of nice speckled trout catches pretty much everywhere. We have a light south wind today, so it should pump that water up a little bit, and trout should be pretty much all over the coast, up in the marshes, in the bays. We've been getting so many nice reports of trout all over the coast. Chenier, Caminata area has been producing some big trout. That'd probably be a good area today as well. Right there by Grand Isle. And then we have the Burris area has been a hot spot this year. It's continuing to produce some upper-sized trout right now. All those oyster reefs out there are really productive. And then out in Big Lake, West Cove, this is the time of year you want to get out there and fish areas like Cross Reef. Those areas out in the middle, those oyster areas, and throw those topwaters and hold on for those big trout.
Brendan, this is full moon weekend, April spawn, I'm sure is going to be in progress. What are your thoughts on fishing full moon periods?
I don't mind them. I like to fish. I like to time my fishing times with the solar lunar bite. You know, the prime and the midday, I guess they call it the
peak period,
the peak period, and then like the half peak period. Ever since I fished in the night in Texas a few times, and we would stay out there all night wade fishing. This is in no moon, pitch black. And you could almost pinpoint the exact time that peak period would start. You're throwing lures all night, and all of a sudden they start biting, and you look at your phone, and sure enough, it's that peak period, and the fish bite for 2 hours. And as soon as that peak period is done, it's over, and just like it says, it's over. Ever since then, I've been really following that kind of religiously, and it's paid off. It doesn't always work like clockwork like that. But ever since that day, I've been really paying attention to it. And for the most part, that coincides with really when those fish start to bite. And, a lot of other things are important, especially water clarity and, wind conditions and just the ability for the fish to see the lure. But I think, once you get past those things and there's bait in the area, the fish can see the lure, it really gets down to that peak period that I like to concentrate on.
Yeah, I certainly believe in the saluna periods and the tables, but again, the local conditions can trump that. If you get a real strong wind or a storm, no matter what the saluna table tells you, it's not going to make any difference. But for the most part, under normal conditions, you can almost set your watch by them sometimes. If you would, before you go, Brendan, give us one good freshwater spot for this weekend. How about your old spot up there at Lake Chico? Maybe that might be a nice place this time of year.
Oh, yeah, that would definitely be a great place. Go in there with like a jackhammer. One of those chatterbaits, throw it up against those banks and let it fall down those cypress knees. You could probably even get a few frog bites. The water's getting a little bit warmer right now, throwing up into some of that hydrilla and stuff. That's always fun for me. I really like to fish with topwaters for bass. So this is the time of year to get both bass and big trout, so it's kind of heaven for us fishermen. And, get at it. We have an event coming up in 2 weeks. It's the Redfish Rumble. It's going to be in Terrebonne Parish. That's going to be the weigh-in. It's going to be at the pack launch over there down in Point of Chien. And should be some pretty good reds coming out of there. It's a two-fish stringer, and that's going to be on the 15th or the 30th. Sorry, today's close to 15th.
Is that a catch photo and release, or is that going to be a bring them in?
Yeah, that's going to be a string 'em and bring 'em tournament. Okay. Just two reds underneath 27, and they are real sticklers on that 27. So make sure you weigh them, you measure them twice before you bring them in.
Got it. Well, we'll be talking to you on that date. Are you planning to fish it?
Yes, sir.
Well, great. We'll talk to you then and get some updated conditions from the water.
All right. Thanks, Don.
Thanks, Brendan. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you. Bye-bye.
And there he goes, Brendan Bayard, one of our two field reporters. Next week you'll hear from Captain Eric. All right, we come back after this. Oh, bad boy time. We got a really bad guy for you this week. Stay tuned. His story is next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
All right, checking our text message board, I got a question here. It wants to know, is there a certain depth that trout prefer to spawn in? So having that information during the spawn, you would know what depth of water to fish, right? So it's a good question to ask. The typical depth would be anywhere from 3 to 6 foot. Could be deeper, but probably more important than that is the salinity. And don't hold me to this because I'm trying to do it from memory. I believe it's between 15 and 25 parts per thousand. When the salinity level is at that rate, that's where fish are going to spawn. They've got to have that high salinity to get those eggs to float. The temperature, usually in the mid to high 70s, but anywhere from 77 to, I think, 86 is where that spawn will occur. So you're looking for warm water, average depth water, but most importantly, if you bring a instrument with you that measures salinity, that will help you locate spawning trout. Another comment on Mike Gallo's wonderful recipe. I call it Trout 321 because on my microwave, 3 minutes and 21 seconds is about perfect. It's on the paper plate with the spray butter, no mess, no fuss. It's healthy, it's tasty, and this listener calls it microwave specs and papillote. Genius. Thanks. Yep, thanks to Mike Gallo for turning us on to that wonderful recipe. All right, we're going to pause just 10 seconds. On the other side of that, boy, one of our baddest bad boys so far this year, his story's next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. Right after we pause these 10 seconds to let our local stations tell you who they are and where they are. Well, this story goes back to last November when Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fishery Agents Force Senior Agent Michael Treadway, Lieutenant Bo Robertson, Sergeant Carl Pickett, Corporal Mike Hebert, Senior Agent Dylan Armentor, and Senior Agent Michael Darbon began investigating one Garrett Sterling after getting information that he illegally killed a deer with a bow using another person's license and tag, and without possessing a basic hunting, big game, and bow hunting license. The investigation also led them to discover Sterling was in possession of 5 firearms, one of which was reported stolen, and possession of illegal narcotics, at which time they subsequently booked him into the Calcasieu Parish Jail. Awaiting trial for filing false public records, possession of Schedule 4 narcotics, possession of Schedule 2 narcotics, illegal possession of a firearm by a convicted felon, possession of a firearm while in possession of controlled dangerous substances, possession of a stolen firearm, using another person's hunting license, bow hunting without basic big game or bow license, and failing to comply with deer tagging requirements. I mean, why bother? And facing total possible criminal fines and civil restitution of the payback of the deer, $23,033 and up to 20 years in jail, is 33-year-old Garrett D. Sterling of Lake Charles, our bad boy of the outdoors. Well, the moral of that story is, if you like to use narcotics and while you're in possession of a stolen firearm, don't borrow or steal somebody else's bow hunting license and tag, because you could be inducted to our extensive brotherhood of bad boys and girls of the outdoors. Welcome aboard, Mr. Garrett Sterling, 33, of Lake Charles. Coming up next, Ryan Lambert. We're going to head down to Plaquemines Parish, get a fishing report there, see if under this full moon, warming water, spawn is putting some speckled trout. He calls them thumpers, those big ones when they hit the boat and they bounce around. Love to hear that sound. We'll see if it's happening down in Plaquemines right after this pause on the Outdoors with Don DeBue Radio Network. And Ryan Lambert is the Plastic Man, Cajun Fishing Adventures. And good morning, Ryan. And I got to ask you, it's full moon, April. Water temperatures are up. Salinities are up. River hadn't been too high. Looks like the stage is set for some speckled trout down in your area. Am I missing something?
No, speckled trout have been good for 3 weeks. I mean, they've been really good, except for the hurricane that we've had for 3 weeks. But we're still catching, even with the wind blowing and the river's at 11.4 and rising to 12.5. You know, they kept saying it was going to come down, but it's not. It's still got a month. It'll still be 11 in a month from now. So it is what it is. But we're catching trout. I mean, actually very close to the river. So. And they're catching downriver as well. Some big old nice trout. I've been wanting to go down there, but it's just been too windy. I mean, it's crazy. But I'll tell you what, it's active this morning. I mean, the birds are going crazy. Everything you could think of is the fish are hitting and the birds are going crazy, the squirrels. I mean, it's an active morning. Wow, I love it.
Yeah, you know, it reminds me of that spring morning when we were out there and those little bait fish were laying their eggs and having their spawn, and the birds were eating them all up on the sides of the bank, and the fish were up in there, too, just gorging themselves on them.
Oh, the glass minnows, boy. I tell you what, I love
spawn,
when,
yeah.
When they have a spawn. I mean, you're catching the eggs on your hook. There's so many of them. Boy, when that happens, the fish just go crazy. I mean, they just in there, and that ought to happen this month. You know, it's time for that to happen. So, you know, I don't fish the speckled trout on the spawn until, you know, sometimes in May, but mostly June, July is when I fish those great big fish on the when they get on the bed. You know, we haven't seen it in our area since the oil spill, but it used to be where you could sight fish 6 to 8 pound fish. I mean, you see them big old black backs sticking on top of the water, they give you a heart attack. It's beautiful to see. They're so fast that when you throw your bait out there, you would think you spooked them, and they're so fast that they're turning on it to get it. I mean, a speckled trout is extremely fast fish. It's make your heart thump, I tell you that, buddy. Gosh, I hope we get that
mouth.
This year.
They got a big mouth on them, too, big old yellow mouth. Ryan, we got some early reports of some birds working. Have any of you guys spotted any birds working over the schools of trout?
Yeah, two weeks ago, the birds were working and the shrimp were popping everywhere. And then all the wind came. And Todd one day was out there and he said, I saw 5 birds. I went over there, caught 47 trout in a half hour. And he said, and look, like, we hadn't had very many throwbacks. The other day, I only had 2 throwbacks and, you know, pretty nice trout. So this week looks like it's not going to have the wind. You know, they were calling for a good bit of wind, but now it seems like it's slacked off a little bit. So it looks like this ought to be a great week. I'm hoping so. Get rid of this full moon and, you know, it'll be on. So I got to do a lot of conventional fishing this week, so I'm looking forward to that, where I get on them speckled trout. Gosh, I missed that. I've been fly fishing so much.
Well, that's actually fun,
we had one customer caught 17 trout on a fly when those birds were working. He just sat there wearing them out on his fly rod.
Yeah, so, if you want to build your confidence with a fly rod, go underneath the birds when the trout are under there. You become an expert fly fisherman quick.
You put a white streamer down there and emulate those little shrimp, and it'll be on.
Put anything on there to be on. Ryan, give me the blackberry report. Y'all got some of the biggest, juiciest, sweetest blackberries anywhere because of that rich alluvial soil y'all got down there. And looking up here by me in the Piney Woods, man, there's a lot of blackberry flowers this year. I'm hoping they'll make a nice bunch of berries.
15th or 16th? What's today, 16th?
16th, yep. 16th.
We should have been picking them a week ago, and I haven't even seen a red one yet. This whole year is like that. This year is so late. In fact, the Mexican squealers, you know, it's full moon in March. There should have been tons of them, and it's a full moon in April, and I'm still not seeing near the numbers we're supposed to see. The blackberries down there get really, really good. I mean, I'm watching them. They're green, and they still have a few flowers too. But they're green and they're small, but this last rain really ought to pump them up. They ought to make them nice and fat, and we'll be picking them probably next week or the week after.
They look like black pineapples down there. Maybe exaggerating a little bit. Maybe not quite
that
big.
Yeah, just a little bit. But it only takes three to make a cobbler, so I don't know if that's, exaggerating much or not.
Yeah, y'all got some great stuff down there, the oranges, the citrus. You may as well be part of Florida down there. You know where y'all located.
Yeah, well, we don't have the citrus anymore. I mean, that they call it greening, and it's killed the trees. I mean, it's terrible. Hurricane Katrina wiped out everything down south, and they never replanted. And yeah, we don't have the citrus we used to have. We still got those nice farm gardens that you get all the great tomatoes and everything, and everything grows so good down there. My palm trees grow about 5 times faster than they're supposed to. Everything grows faster and beautiful. It's subtropical down there as well. We have all the great pretty plants. I mean, it's a nice place, but it's we're losing it fast, buddy. It's just I just hope that we get some of them rebuilt. It's building on the east side really well, so that's a beautiful area, and that's where we're catching our fish too. Got a lot of water going over there, and that's where we fish, so we have hope.
Maybe you can relocate Cajun Fishing Adventures Lodge, just to put it on a barge and float it across the river and pop up over there.
That's gonna be a big old barge, partner.
Yes, it would. And that would help with duck hunting too. You'd be on that side too. That might be...
Oh God, wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, well, the next owner, when you get old and gray and the next owner comes in, that'll be a good task for him.
I don't know how to tell you this, buddy, but I'm already old and gray.
I didn't want to say that, but
we've been doing this so long, I tell you what.
Yeah, we got the scars to prove it, no doubt about it. Took a lot of hours. Stu,
my buddy Stu, we all talk about it all the time. I said, boy, we've been doing this a long time. He's been doing it longer than myself. He's still fishing right now.
Yes, he is. Yeah, I saw him last summer.
I think me and him, our days are numbered for guiding. And it's been a wonderful run, but our days are numbered. So I'm sitting here watching all my fish in my pond. I will still have fish if I don't guide.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the report. Y'all have a happy Easter.
Same to you, buddy, and all our listeners.
All right, check him out, CajunFishingAdventures.com. All right, we come back after this. I'm going to close out with some of these text messages, get to as many as I can, and also tell you about a creature I saw this week. Hadn't seen one in a long time. Boy, we're sure welcome to see it. Back to tell you about that, and also next week's show, what's coming up, where we'll be, right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And taking a look at our text message line, we've got the Convin Hunting Club checking in on Easter weekend. He says, the best way to have a good rabbit hunting season with beagles is you have to start in the off season. We run these dogs all year long religiously. And it also makes the dogs happy. All right, got a question. Soaking the shrimp to remove the iodine, a metallic taste, can we milk soak the shrimps head on or peel them? Depends on what your recipe calls for. You could do it either way. If it doesn't matter, I say peel them, and you got less of that iodine area to remove. Question about trout at Bayou Lacombe yet. Have not heard any reports. It's very early for trout at Bayou Lacombe. Best trout fishing at the mouth of Bayou Lacombe is going to be late summer. August, maybe even into September, but you can catch them other times too. Let's see, here's a very good on-target text. It says, National Marine Fisheries Service collects data on the amount of fish on each boat, size and age, where they're caught, and the migration of menhaden through a tagging program. I know this because I had a summer job, last three summers in college, working for National Marine Fisheries Service, collecting this data. After college, I worked at, I think he meant pogie plants, for 12 years. I'm a member of CCA, encouraged them to obtain this data and have it analyzed. The wheel does not have to be reinvented for probably more cost to the taxpayers. Well, I can understand that the tagging on the menhaden, that's certainly a good move to do, you know, what's efficient business, but I don't think there's enough data at all on the bycatch, and that's what House Bill 1033 is for. And again, never too much science can be acquired before you make management decisions. But yeah, certainly if they have not, they probably already haven't had it analyzed, but if not, I would encourage CCA to get a hold of that information, because that's also vital too. Let's see, we got this. Oh, on regard to the bad boy, if you're going to go lawless, really go. Yeah, that one did. Another text, Don, was the bad boy wearing orange? He did everything else wrong. Well, wearing orange would have been wrong, too, because he was bow hunting, and you don't need it for that. But I don't know what he was wearing when he did all those crimes. Here's one says, I'm not much on seafood. Why not? It's great stuff. Even though I live on the coast, but the fried catfish at Wayne Lee's in Pascagoula is the best. I think it's better than Bozo's. Yeah, Middendorf's has got some nice thin slide catfish, too. Boy, making me hungry. All right, let's see. We got thanks for the tip on the stock ponds and the Wildlife and Fisheries Go Out and Fish program. Very good information. That's from Big E and Thibodeau. Here's one that's wishing happy Easter to everyone. Another one going to be great morning. First trip out of Lafitte since Ida. Still some debris in the water. Be careful. Yes, it is. Joe's Landing, up and back in service with all your fuel. That's from my buddy Pete Chesser. Good luck, Pete. Send me a text. Let me know how you do. Miss Gallo's fish recipe. Could you send it? Go back and listen to the replay. Go to my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com, and you'll find the replay. It'll be available for you on Monday. And the surprise critter I saw back in my little wildlife area at my place, a Bachman's fox squirrel. Check it out. Bachman squirrel. I've been after wildlife and fisheries for years to reduce the limit. It's still 8. They were once very plentiful. You hardly see them. It's a big fox squirrel east side the Mississippi River, red and black with white tips. And there's also one called a zebra squirrel, which is totally black and white. I don't see very many of them at all, but he came in my backyard, and I was glad to see there's still a few of those around. All right, speaking of being around, we got to go. We'll be back next week. From Woodsboro, Texas, I'm going after the beady-eyed bird of Rio Grande, Texas, with my hunting buddy Janice, if she can put her first bird under the belt. We'll see you then. Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.